Welcome to Head Games Radio on Friday, which focuses for the most part on U Sports, and we'll be having Fred Eng from the National Alliance for U Sports and Dr. Andrew Jacobs in the second half hour of today's show, talking with Al Rosenfeld about when to say when. How many kids today, which is a growing phenomenon, are being pushed too hard too early? But before we do that, we're going to spend the first half hour talking about the racism in sports, the violence in sports, the expectations in sport. What messages are we sending by how these very powerful media role models are behaving on the public arena? And we're joined by Kevin Young, a Major League Baseball player for a number of teams, a guy that knows a little bit about growing up in Kansas City and knows about that role. Kevin, thanks for joining us.
Oh, Nick, thanks for having me.
Kevin, this is an interesting subject, and it's fun when we have people on that are comfortable talking about racism, not necessarily in an inflammatory way, but simply on trying to find the truth in what's happening out there and the difference between what athletes do and what the rest of the population does. And somebody who studies this for a living, who has been on the show many times before, one of the great thinkers in sport, Peter Robey from the Center for the Study of Sport and Society. Peter, how are you?
I'm doing great, Nick. Happy holidays, and thanks for having me on.
Happy holidays to you. Let's start first with Peter. As you looked at what happened with the Knicks brawl, and you followed, you were the basketball coach at Harvard, you followed through Reebok, you were very closely working with a lot of people in the NBA, and you look at the reaction to the brawl with the Nuggets and the Knicks. How much of it is the intimacy of basketball, do you believe, and how much of it is perhaps the perception, as Charles Barkley says, that this is a black league?
Well, I don't think the fact that I don't think race has anything to do with what we're seeing on the court. I think it has a lot to do with how people perceive themselves in terms of being a man and a professional athlete, maybe, and what their ideas around masculinity are, and maybe some of the unwritten rules about how people are supposed to handle things with regard to sports. And you know, when you're up by a certain number of points late in the game, do your starters stay in the game and all that sort of stuff, that kind of expectation can lead to what we saw during the Knicks game and what we've seen over the years with the Ron Artest brawl and that sort of thing. But
we're going to go to a break here, and when we come back, let's talk about that and more with Kevin Young and Peter Robey. It's radio, it's the best on Sirius Satellite. Stay with us.